Good morning, this is Jeremy Deeds, certified financial planner and registered life planner with my Monday Money Manifesto for Monday the 8th of July 2013. And it looks as it's going to be another glorious day today, which is great for those many people who've been confined to the house for the last few days by the excitements of Wimbledon. And congratulations, of course, to Andy Murray on his win yesterday, fabulous. Unfortunately, I had to spend time in front of a computer screen last week rather than a TV screen, as a failing keyboard on my MacBook forced me into replacing it with a new Retina display Mac. What a shame. Anyway, whilst I was browsing through the Apple website last week, I came across a preview of Apple's new mobile operating system, iOS 7. The section on design is headed "Simplicity is quite complicated" and reads as follows. Simplicity is often equated with minimalism, yet true simplicity is so much more than just the absence of clutter or the removal of decoration. It's about offering up the right things in the right place, right when you need them. It's about bringing order to complexity, and it's about making something that always seems to just work. When you pick up something for the first time and already know how to do the things you want to do, that's simplicity. These words struck me because it is what I think I am trying to achieve with financial planning for money for my clients. I've always attempted the simplest solutions, and yes, we do try to achieve an absence of clutter and frills in our clients' financial architecture. And yes, that's not really what it is all about. It's about ensuring clients always have the right money in the right place at the right time, echoing Apple's mantra. And it is about bringing order to the complexities of life goals, cash flow, investment planning, tax planning, etc. So that clients' money just runs in the background with little maintenance. Money just works with proper life and financial planning. I also reread Dan Sullivan's little book, The Dan Sullivan Question, last week. And that's little in pages, by the way. It's huge in scope and content and well worth reading. Dan talks about how the biggest challenge for everyone living today is how to adjust to the continual increase in complexity in every area of life. There are always more things to think about, and everything is speeding up. There are many reasons for this complexity, technological change being the greatest. But whatever the particular reasons, all of it causes three problems for most people. And Dan goes on to list these as greater confusion, isolation, and powerlessness. There's an irony here, of course. Apple would certainly agree with Sullivan about those three problems, though Apple would argue that technology is the solution, not the cause, and indeed have designed the new iOS to reduce confusion, increase communication and community, and give power to users through easier access to information. I'd agree with Dan's analysis of the problems we face. Although they may phrase it a little differently, clients come to me because they are confused about their lives and their money. They often feel isolated, and indeed improving relationships with their spouses, families, friends, and developing a strong community are usually high on their goals wish list. And a sense of powerlessness is always there, expressed through a distrust of the institutions who look after their money, as well as those that govern their lives. So I find it encouraging, to say the least, that Planning for Life, Apple and Dan Sullivan are all dealing with the same problems, just offering slightly different solutions. Apple's solution is technology. Dan's is the asking of a single simple question. And Planning for Life's solution combines questions and technology, starting with a considerable period of listening to the answers to some deep life questions, then using technology to build cash flow models and scenarios, and using platforms to consolidate and simplify portfolios. And for all of us, it's about bringing simplicity to a complex world, even if there are complex processes and structures working in the background. And above all, it is about putting power back in the hands of individuals. Well, that's it for me, my little rant about simplicity. I am on holiday the week after next for 2 weeks, so I'll be back again with another commentary at the end of the month. In the meantime, have a very, very good couple of weeks. Hopefully it'll be warm and hot, and I look forward to speaking to you towards the end of July. Take care.